Report, NM Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham broke lockdown order to buy jewelry. By Joshua Kaplan on May 27, 2020. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, D., bought jewelry in April from a non-essential business which had been closed by her own lockdown order, according to a local report. KRQE News reports. KRQE News 13 has learned in April, when she ordered non-essential businesses to shut down and lectured all New Mexicans to stay home, a non-essential business opened up so she could buy jewelry and have it delivered to her. Just days after the April 3 news conference and a week before Easter, KRQE News 13 has learned that Governor Lujan Grisham called an employee at Lily Barrick on Paseo to buy expensive jewelry. The jewelry was bought over the phone, but the employee went to the store, got the jewelry and placed it outside the door of the store where someone who knew the governor picked it up. This is according to the person who runs Lily Barrick stores. She says she didn't know about it until after it happened. She also said no one was allowed in the stores at that time due to the public health order. In a statement to KRQE News 13, a spokesperson for Lujan Grisham provided a different version of events described above. Lujan Grisham did call an employee, saying they had a long-standing personal relationship. The employee came here, Lily Barrick, got the jewelry and took it home, left it outside their home, and then someone came and picked it up. On April 30, Lujan Grisham extended her state stay-at-home order to May 15 but eased restrictions, allowing non-essential retailers, state parks, and golf courses to operate with strict guidelines. The report comes after Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's D. husband is said to have urged the dock company to place his boat in the water ahead of Memorial Day weekend, despite pandemic guidelines. Detroit News reported. The owner of a Northern Michigan dock company says Governor Gretchen Whitmer's husband wanted his boat placed in the water before the Memorial Day weekend as Whitmer urged residents not to rush to the region. No longer visible to the public, Facebook posts from North Shore Dock LLC and its owner, Tad Doker, focused on what Doker said was a request last week by Whitmer's husband, Mark Mallory. The posts have drawn the attention of Republican state lawmakers, who said the Democratic governor's family may not be following her guidance for the rest of the state. Whitmer's spokeswoman, Tiffany Brown, didn't confirm or deny Monday the assertions by the marina company or its owner. Brown said the administration wouldn't address every rumor that is spread online. In a Tuesday press conference, Whitmer attempted to blame her husband's failed attempt at humor for the reported request. Knowing it wouldn't make a difference, he jokingly asked if being married to me might move him up in the queue, the Michigan governor said. Obviously, with the motorized boating prohibition in our early days of COVID-19, he thought it might get a laugh. It didn't. Earlier May, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, D., admitted his wife recently traveled to their South Florida state despite the state's stay-at-home order. My wife and daughter were down in Florida in early March and, in fact, even a little before that, and you know, they sheltered in place when the stay-at-home order came up, he said at the time.